This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, NEO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes especially for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail delivered. Very important. And our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel as well as the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon workers, either in a warehouse, and our Amazon drivers. Thanks for tuning in to the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. You might be surprised at what you see over there. In the meantime, joining us right now from the it's not raining up there, it's not snowing up there, so it must be fairly decent up there today. But we've got Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and a Ron Edwards experience.
American experience.
Uh-huh. Oh. Did I forget a word? I guess I did. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. See you on the return. Okay. Take care. Everybody's going to go back in now because it's a little nippy. It's not cold, but it's cold enough to where they've all got coats on this morning. It's 50 degrees right now. Warmed up a couple degrees from where it was last hour, so we're on a heat wave here. We're having a heat wave.
All right. Well, it's 35 here, so not too bad here.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you can have the 35. I would rather, you know, the perfect temperature in the morning is when you don't have to wear a coat.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I'm not quite there yet down here. But anyway, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian principles. Now, I guess the big story might be the documents with Biden, but I'm not going there first. I'm going there first with what happened to Omar, Schiff, and Swalwell yesterday. I'm sure you're aware of it.
Yes, they were placed on committees by the Republicans.
They were replaced, yep,
yes.
Taken off. No more intelligence for Swalwell, the spy, the guy that slept with the Chinese spy, right?
Yes. And, you know, I'm glad to see that happening, but it's something that they can enforce.
Yep.
And at least they'll have of the committee members that will be more appropriate for those positions for the benefit of the country.
Yeah, there may be a few more that may get tagged, too, because one of them is Jerry Nadler. He was pretty adamant with some of the stuff that he had to say there. And the other one is we didn't hear from Rashida Tlaib. We didn't hear anything about her. And God knows she was in the middle of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she needs to go along with several others, and my goodness. But, man, I wish the voters would decide that they go next time. Hopefully they'll do that next time, that people like Tlaib can be escorted out of there.
Yeah. Now, we will talk now about Joe Biden, because memos and briefing materials covering topics including the Ukraine, Iran, the United Kingdom, were included amongst the classified documents found in a Washington, D.C. office that was unlocked and had been used by President Joe Biden when he was vice president, according to new reports on Tuesday. And apparently, Merrick Garland has sat on this since a day or two before the election.
Not surprising. You know, these documents, they dated between 2013 and 2016, and I'm not surprised whatsoever about the difference in which this situation is dealt with compared to with the Donald Trump situation. Unlike Donald Trump, who was president with some of these documents, I did not know that the vice president was supposed to even be in possession of such.
He was not. The vice president is not without the express written permission and consent of the president, and none of any of that was found.
Yeah. So I just think that, you know, there needs to be questions asked, but I don't think that they'll do the same kind of due diligence as they did with Donald Trump at all, you know, getting to the bottom of it or whatever. They probably would like it to just blow over,
yeah.
But time passed, and hopefully the American people won't make a big stink out of it.
Well, it's not going to blow over when you got a Democratic senator in charge of the Intel Committee, Mark Warner, stating that he wants to take a peek at what was found there.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, he said the right thing, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, you're right. And it is something that, unfortunately, folks, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They yacked and yacked and yacked about Trump. This is the same thing, only this guy wasn't taking care of the documents because the doors were unlocked. My God, at least with Trump, everything was locked. You couldn't get in. All right, hold that thought there, Mr. Ron. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are going to have an Edwards Notebook right now, so strap yourself in. Here we go.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis and Americans' fear of war, President John F. Kennedy shared an inspirational 1961 inaugural address. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Kennedy stated, and I quote, "The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century tempered by war, disciplined by hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed. In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can only light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. For the good conscience, our only sure reward with history, the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking his blessing and his help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own," unquote. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
You know, I remember that just like it was yesterday. Ask not what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. Remember that just like it was yesterday. Those words stand true today, and we need to get more people on board with that one. Well, speaking of getting on board, Constitutional Grounds is a coffee that I drink because I like it. It's not acidic. It's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that is smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. I like my iced coffee. I've got my little Turbo tumbler right here, ready to go. Let's see here. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. Because, after all, you do want the best Constitutional Grounds as a coffee that you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds display at the RonEdwards.com website and make your purchase over there. Because, remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man again. We hear from him. We hear from him a couple times a week over here, and he just kind of slides in and slides on out. Okay, well, you know, the Alabama GOP has declared a vote of no confidence in Rona McDaniel as RNC chair. Now, I believe this is about the second or third state to do this.
Hallelujah and amen. Donna McDaniel, she may be a nice person, and she is a nice person. I've met her. We've talked. But when it comes to the leadership of the Republican Party, it just it's kind of stalemated right now. There is no inspiration. There is no gaining ground under her leadership, especially for staunch conservative Republicans. And she needs to be replaced. She needs to go home or whatever. And give up the ghost in this endeavor, and please get a more conservative and more diligent leader, someone who is not an anti-Trumper, someone who's more focused on, helping people that want to defend this Constitution and really get this country back on track. In many ways, she was a little bit too political, even though it's a political organization, but she was political in the wrong way. She was more, it's just my opinion, Captain. She's more like a DeVos puppet. And I don't know if you're familiar with the DeVos family of Michigan fame. More of that ilk. And if you are, as they would say, extreme, which in my opinion is just common sense, you've got to be. You're all the way in, or you're not.
Isn't she from Michigan, though?
Yeah, she's from Michigan.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, she needs to go. It's not because I don't like her or anything like that, but I think there are better candidates for the job.
Yeah, I would like to see Harmy Dillon.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. She's like the Iron Lady. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yep. Well, moving along here, Joe Biden signed a law putting kill switches in the cars. Now, that law was one of the big bills that passed, one of the omnibus bills that passed. But it was there. He signed it, and now you're going to have a kill switch in your new car.
I think this is government overreach that doesn't make sense. You know, it's on the surface. I guess to some people it may sound good. But, Captain, let's say if someone needs to get away, let's say if a woman wants to get out of a dangerous area and she's being pursued or something like that, and they're going at it, she's flying down the highway, and uh-oh, there goes the kill switch.
Mm-hmm.
I know that wouldn't be too often, but I'm just saying, I just think it's a measure that is unnecessary, and it will cause more problems than help.
Well, it could cause a major wreck because when you stop something, when it's moving along at, say, 100 miles an hour, you lose control. You lose control.
Yeah. These government officials, they don't have anything better to do than to try to always come up with things that bring about more inconvenience for we the people than help. And this is a perfect example of that. It needs to be left alone and, you know. Goodness gracious.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, has renewed the $3.5 billion clean water pledge that he's had out there since he got elected governor. So that's a good thing for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. it addresses a lot of issues that have plagued the state, such as the red tide and blue-green algae blooms, as well as years-long efforts to restore the Everglades. One asking, Captain, does this also include getting rid of those giants, the snakes down there? Because those snakes are not, were not the natural.
You're talking about the anaconda bonus condition? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, those, they have a season for those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they need to just put down a huge hunt for those things and clean those out.
They do, but they'll never get rid of all of them because they've pretty much taken over the Everglades.
Exactly, and so they just need to go in and they're killing alligators. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Well, sometimes they get the short end of the stick with the alligator because they can't. Some of these alligators are so big they can't swallow them; they choke on them.
Good, mm-hmm. good deal.
So then they both wind up dying.
Yeah, but there needs to be a better job, maybe a larger amount of people to go out and take those snakes out. Because if not, you're going to eventually the Everglades are going to be a really messed
speaking
up place.
Speaking of snakes, more GOP voices are now being heard joining a chorus to impeach Mr. Mayorkas.
Yeah, Mayorkas is, in my opinion, a very dangerous individual. He can sit there and tell you with a straight face, the border's closed, the border's closed. And this is the most wide open the border has been in the history of this country, in my opinion. And he has done nothing, literally, absolutely nothing to alleviate the illegal border crossing situation that is costing this country billions and billions of dollars, causing lives to be threatened and in some cases lost. Which, including human trafficking, child trafficking, and selling children for all kinds of horrible activities. On and on and on, and this guy has done nothing. Actually, he's helped the illegal border crossers. He's done nothing to help the United States, to help the people be protected from this situation.
Now, the Californian politicians are starting to line up for the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Dianne Feinstein. And the latest one to throw her hat in the ring is the California Democrat Katie Porter, Congresswoman Katie Porter, who wants to run for that seat. Now, Adam Schiff also is interested in it, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out because he may be a man without an island here shortly.
Good, but this Katie Porter is a very interesting individual. She is a kind of a nasty individual. She was ridiculed people for reporting sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And racist language and things of that nature. So it's going to be very interesting.
All right. Well, Mr. Ron, you have yourself a great day, and we will talk again on Friday. Or Saturday. Sorry, Saturday. Okay. Yes, sir. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Go over to theronedwards.com and check out his website and see all the different things that he has over there. You'll be glad you did. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update.
The revelation that top-secret documents were found in President Biden's possession comes as a surprise to the big guy. Representative James Comer on Fox News last night says Biden's top-secret documents contain papers on Ukraine, where Biden demanded an investigator in that country be fired for investigating his son's position at the board of a major energy company based in Kyiv.
That Joe Biden had that were classified, some of them pertain to Ukraine. I mean, there's so many questions here. Normally, the mainstream media served as a check and balance on corruption in the past with past presidents, but they've turned a blind eye.
California storms are set to refocus across Northern California today as heavy rains continue across much of the state, filling up reservoirs north and south. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the death toll from weeks of storms is 17. The U.S. military has dropped its COVID-19 vaccine requirement, but will still offer the shot. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I've taken it now for going on 9 years. I start my day with it. And the reason I do is because when it gets cold like this, that's when my arthritis kicks in. And my right shoulder is hurting me right now, or was hurting me. I took some Relief Factor here a little while ago. I had a little pastry with it, one of our Danish pastries out of the machine. And because you're supposed to have something to eat when you take it. And the pain's gone. Just that fast, about 25, 30 minutes later. But that's because I have it in my system all the time. And once you become acclimated to it, and it works for you like it works for me, you'll find out that you could be pain-free too. Because one of the problems that people have is they get all these fancy medications. Sometimes they're prescriptions, sometimes they're not. And they don't go straight to the source of the pain. And they don't go after the inflammation, which is exactly what Relief Factor does. And that's because of the natural ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. That helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. get rid of the inflammation? Do you lower or eliminate the pain? And it'll go right straight to the source to do it. 100% drug-free, remember that. 1995 on the three-week quick start gets it all started. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, joining us right now, we have the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Hey, Mr. Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Yes, sir. No, man, a little chilly here in the Florida region, but you know what?
That's why I got my coat.
Right on, my man. Hey, can't say much for the people in the Northeast and the Midwest. They're feeling a lot worse than us, so I'm sure not going to complain, that's for sure.
Yep.
How about last night, the Tampa Bay Lightning, 6-3, winning their hockey match. Good for them. And basketball action, Golden State lost to Phoenix, so that was interesting. Now, up there in Washington, D.C., they didn't make the playoffs, so they fired their offensive coordinator, Mr. Turner, and we'll see where he lands. Also, the Ravens, they re-signed their linebacker, Smith, not Lamar, but Mr. Smith agrees to a 5-year contract extension worth $100 mil, Captain. God bless America. Well, I'll tell you, it's great if you are an entertainer or an athlete right now, isn't it, Captain, as far as the financial ramifications are concerned?
Somebody got $200 million yesterday for 10 years. Who was that, a baseball player?
Yeah.
Used to be with the Mets.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him and also Correa. Okay.
That was it. That was Correa. That was who it was.
Yeah. Now, Correa is going to hook up with the Twins, okay, if he passes his physical successfully. I don't know what's happened with this guy. You know, he keeps having a problem with the physicals, but we'll see what happens. I'm sure the Twinkies would love to have him up there in Minnesota. That would brighten their winter day, to say the least. They have potential up there. I know we have some listeners there in the Minnesota area. Matter of fact, that's where the main
Minneapolis.
Is that broadcast you all across, Captain, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty neat. Things syndicate you across everywhere. So anyway,
snowing up there right now, I think.
Oh yeah, man. Talking about trouble. And I'm sorry, man. You know, we'll see if they can make a run, Captain, up there talking about Minnesota and the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Vikings can do. You know, it's very weird. They ended up being 13-4,
mm-hmm.
and they had more points scored against them than they scored. Very weird. Normally when that happens, you're around 8-8, 9-8, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a very, very unusual year for them and team. I mean, they have the potential. They have the talents when they play as a team. They can play with anybody. But you shall see. Speaking about that division, Jared Goff, you know, he's proven that he's a quarterback now for the Detroit Lions, they're saying. So, you know, hey, they almost made the playoffs.
Yep.
So we'll see next year if they can get in there. A matter of fact, they had a better record than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but because of the division system, they didn't make it.
Right.
So, something the NFL really needs to take a look at. Let's see what happens here. Now, the Monday night game, you know, we'll talk more about that Friday, and then on the show Sunday on the sister station that you're listening to, Tampa Bay. And that will be Tampa Bay against the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of talk, Captain. We talked a little bit about Sean Payton. Where's he going to go? Is he going to go to Denver? Is he going to go to Carolina? Is he going to go back to New Orleans? Is he going to go to the Raiders? A lot to be said. Now, the new talk is on the Dallas station. I know you're out there in Dallas also. The sports station out there.
Yeah.
Okay. They interviewed Jerry Jones. And he says, hey, Carson loses the game Monday, or the Cowboys lose the game. Does that cost him his job? He said, there's a lot more I'm going to evaluate than just Monday night's playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll see. You know, that's to me owner talk, just like coaches have their talk and players have their talk. You know, if him and Sean Payton can work something out, I think Sean Payton could be the new head coach with the Dallas Cowboys.
You think he'd rather go there than Carolina?
Yeah, I think he'd rather work with Prescott than Sam Darnold if he had his choice. Yeah, I really do. Now the crazy thing is, what if Tom Brady were to leave Tampa Bay and go to Vegas and Sean Payton go out there? Because the rumor talk was that Tom Brady was going to go down to Miami with Sean Payton, and that all exploded, mm-hmm. you know, with all the problems down there.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Real curious to see how that's going to transpire here in the off season. And again, if McCarthy, you know, Dallas pulls off the victory Monday, and then they win the next week and at least get the NFC Championship game, that might solidify his deal to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to ride with Mike. But I think if they lose the first game or the second game of the playoffs, I think Ian Payton's available. All those intangibles, I think he'll go there. But we shall see, Captain. Any fan favorites in your behalf to get to the Super Bowl and win it this year?
Buffalo.
Yeah, same here. I think a lot of people are going to be pulling for them. I think they're going to be the fan favorite. I think they were before the year started and after the tragedy on Monday night a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Mr. Hinkman, I think now it's really in the forefront that people will be pulling for them. They shouldn't have a problem with the Miami Dolphins this weekend, but you never know. You know, that's the crazy thing about these playoff games, things where you think the team can't be beat and they get upset. We've seen it happen so often, mm-hmm. Matt, in our life. So, and a lot of people will be looking forward to that. I have to do a shout-out. Georgia did come through and win the national championship. For all the people up there listening in Georgia, congratulations. They're in Athens. They really have put it together, Captain. They're creating their own little dynasty up there trying to compete with the Alabama Crimson Tide. And Kirby Smart did a great job. You know what I liked about Kirby Smart, Captain, the head coach for the Georgia Bulldogs, was the game before, he says, you know what? Ohio State really won this game. We just came out ahead on the scoreboard. We have a lot to work on. A lot of coaches wouldn't have said that. And he tipped his hat to Ohio State. And I really respected him for that. I wish more coaches would do that. It's all about doing the right thing for the right reasons, Captain, and that's what I pride myself in when it comes to the insurance business and helping people out. And I'd love to meet with anybody listening, have a cup of coffee, talk sports. Let me just take a look at what insurance papers you currently have and see if you have the best contract for yourself. If you do, I'm going to tell you. And if you don't, I'll show you some options. And if you still don't want to move, I understand people are not really inclined to change. But if it makes sense, it'll make dollars. And if I can save you dollars, why not take advantage of it? Why not get better coverage for yourself and more peace of mind? That's the best advice I can really give anybody, Matt. And all they have to do is give me a call. Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. Matt, have a great day. I'll talk to you Friday morning. God bless.
All right, stay out of trouble. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, go over to the Facebook page for his show, The Sports Zone. Check it out. Look to see all the different things they have over there. I'll be back with more right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love.
Oh my goodness. You might remember that from a few years ago, back when it was on television. And I'm telling you, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, you got to take a look at all the things that are happening here right now. And it seems that yesterday the Republicans piled on Joe Biden pretty good. Because along with the Republicans taking away the committee assignments for Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar, they also kicked off the oversight of the Biden documents case. Now, you might have heard about this, and if you haven't, we're going to just repeat it a little briefly here. They found yesterday, and by they I mean the DOJ, but they found it actually a couple of days before the last election. They found memos, briefing materials covering topics including Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom, which are all included amongst the classified documents found in a Washington, D.C. office that had been used by President Joe Biden when he was vice president, according to reports that have come out. Now, what was amazing about this is that the documents were unlocked. They were left open to where anybody could walk in and see what it was and take it, and away they go. And who's to say that some of that might not have happened? We don't know. But it's just amazing. Because remember how bent out of shape they got about Donald Trump and his stuff? I mean, you would have thought the world came to an end. And of course now, I don't know what's going to happen here, but you've got the Republican senator Democratic senator, Mark Warner, who is in charge of the Senate Oversight Committee, and they want to take a look at these documents to see what's there, to see if there's anything there that shouldn't be there, and if there were classified documents that were left exposed for anybody and anybody to come get. Because it appears that may be the case. Now, the other thing is that Alan Dershowitz, one of America's legal minds, says that he is absolutely confident that there's no way that you could indict Donald Trump now on the charges against him for the documents that they found. Now, the documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago were under lock and key. Nobody could just walk in there and go grab them. These, at Biden's place, were not under lock and key. So what do we got going on here? A little tit for tat, or what's the story? Well, the story's got to be what's right for America. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't think that Joe Biden had the authority to take any classified documents of any type outside of the confines of his office, as I understand it, without the written permission of the president that he worked with, Barack Obama. I don't think that he could have just taken those based on everything that I've heard right now. So, what to do? It'll be interesting. It will certainly be interesting. And I don't really know what the answer is, so I just am throwing it out there for what it's worth. Now, in case you haven't heard, star NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, supermodel Giselle, along with tech titan Peter Thiel and the hedge fund billionaire Paul Tudor James, were amongst the many high-profile FTX shareholders whose investments were wiped out by the actions taken by the founder, who's currently in jail. Bloomberg is reporting that, by the way. What a mess. What a mess. What are they going to do? Don't know. Of course, something else that happened yesterday, which was of notice. Joe Biden signed a law putting kill switches in the cars. Now, what that means is exactly what it sounds like. If a cop gets involved with a high-speed chase with a car that's got a the kill switch installed in it, they'll be able to shut the car down and pull up on the car. I hear this is going to save a bunch of lives, but we don't know. We don't know until they try it. Then we'll know more. Some of the moonshine cars, they don't slow down too fast or too quickly. Oh, boy. So we'll see how all this plays out. And yesterday in Mexico, the U.S. and Canada and Mexico all announced plans to boost their semiconductor manufacturing by building a plant somewhere right here in the United States, probably down south, and make it easier to transport around the states. And again, we'll see how that all works out, because these are all hypotheticals. Maybe it'll work, maybe they won't. All righty, let me get over here for a second. Let me see if I can find what I need to find here. All right, there it is. I'll get this lined up. And remember, last portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Check them out down there, Clark Road. Don't forget that they are, everything they sell is made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and all their blinds and shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. Their phone number is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Check it out. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, get ready, folks. Get ready. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden was vice president. He had no legal authority to have those documents. So you can tell the Department of Justice of the House to go ahead and impeach Joe Biden having hired for corruption. Okay? By the way, Donald Trump was president of the United States and had legal right to take those to Mar-a-Lago. Thank you very much. Okay? That's number one. Let me tell you something else. People don't really care about politics. Okay? George Soros hates us. You understand? George Soros hates America, hates you, hates me for voting for Trump, hates conservatism, hates everybody. By the way, I want that $6 million for Trump. George Soros, I want a cashier's check. Give that back to him. I want a penny from George Soros in the Republican Party. By the way, I'm happy for the Freedom Caucus holding McCarthy to the fire. We got Todd Boehner, the friar. We got Paul Ryan, the sellout. And now we got McCarthy. Okay? I haven't seen one true conservative from the House for a long time. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our top. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All righty. That was Todd Tampa. And we're going to hang it up for the day. Be back tonight, 2 a.m. Hope everybody has a good day today. Dress warm. It's a little nippy out there this morning. Clear skies. Upper 40s, low 50s.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.